Good afternoon from the KWAT Newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. A mid-March storm system moves into South Dakota today, and it will bring a little bit of everything that Mother Nature has to offer. Some areas will see rain, freezing rain, sleet, or snow, or perhaps all of the above. In East River, South Dakota alone, there are flood watches, blizzard warnings, winter storm warnings, and winter weather advisories that have been posted. Forecaster Scott Doering says in the Watertown area, we'll see precipitation today that could involve a rain-snow mix.
As it moves northward, hopefully the Watertown area will begin to warm up somewhat, so to speak. So precipitation may begin as a little bit of a mix before changing over to rain, perhaps, this afternoon. Later on tonight, as the colder air moved in, any kind of rain will change over back over to snow. Snow-wise, 2 inches could be possible for you. And also the winds will increase tonight into tomorrow as well. So it's going to be pretty nasty, especially tomorrow, for snow and wind.
Doering says out west, in places like Pier and Mobridge, they will see a full-fledged blizzard.
The worst conditions will probably occur along the Missouri River Valley and into southwestern part of South Dakota, where a foot plus of snow will be possible, along with the winds of 60 miles per hour or greater. So that area is going to be the biggest impact for the highest snow and the wind.
In Watertown, street department workers have been going around the city clearing snow from storm drains. If you need help shoveling out a storm drain in your neighborhood, you can call the street department for help at 882-6207. Todd Heitkamp at the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls says there are a lot of dynamics to this storm.
You know, we're talking about some areas of South Dakota could pick up between an inch or even 3 inches of rain, and mainly, let's say, the eastern half of South Dakota, while at the same time you go west of Chamberlain and you're dealing with a typical South Dakota blizzard with snow amounts anywhere from 12 to 14, even 15 inches of snow, and then with winds coming in behind it, gusting as high as 50, 60 miles an hour. So this is going to be a storm for that a lot of people are going to be talking about for a while.
Heitkamp says warmer and drier conditions should follow the storm this weekend into next week. Well, they'll be measuring snow not by inches, but by feet in western and central South Dakota today. John Chamberlain is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Rapid City, and he says the lead Deadwood area of the northern Black Hills could see a couple of feet of snow today.
Kind of two areas of really we're expecting really heavy snowfall. That's one of them up there in the northern hills. And then the other area is going to be kind of east of Rapid City and a band that runs from basically Pine Ridge up into the central part of the state towards Pier. That's where we're expecting some very heavy snow to set up, anywhere from 15 to 25 inches of snow. It's certainly not out of the question there.
And that means no break for South Dakota snowplow drivers, not yet anyway. That storm system moving into the region will keep them busy. Martin, for example, along the South Dakota-Nebraska border, is expecting about 20 inches of snow today with this storm. The Murdo area could see around 17 inches. Greg Fuller is the operations director and oversees snow plowing operations for the South Dakota Department of Transportation.
You know, over in the east, we're forecast to get a significant amount of rain. We're anticipating some flooding issues and those kinds of things over there, so we're getting prepared for that. In the western and central parts of the state, we're looking at a pretty significant blizzard, so we're getting the trucks ready and get out and be ready to plow when it hits. You know, with all the snow that we've currently already have on the ground, we don't have a lot of storage for new snow. So what we get's going to blow around significantly. And when we get that high of winds, even a heavy wet snow is going to blow pretty bad. So visibilities are going to be tough. We're anticipating some heavy drifting, and it's going to be a real challenge.
Well, Governor Kristi Noem today closed state government offices in 39 central and western counties because of blizzard conditions. That major late winter storm was expected to cover most of South Dakota beginning today with heavy snow, gusty winds, rain, and freezing rain. Flooding is also a possibility in some areas. Officials said they were monitoring the storm closely and evaluating whether further state office closures would be necessary. A tip on drug activity led to Cottington County deputies executing a search warrant at a Watertown home and making two arrests. Sheriff Brad Howell says Monday's tip led to the search warrant at 416 11th Street Southeast. That's where deputies found marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and a safe that contained more marijuana. The homeowner, 41-year-old Brian Redwing, was arrested for keeping a place for the use or sale of drugs, possession with intent to distribute, and distribution in a drug-free zone, all Class 5 felonies. Another man, 26-year-old Aaron Bone, was arrested for possession of marijuana and paraphernalia. Both men were booked into the Cottington County Detention Center. Bone was cited and released, while bond for Redwing was set at $2,000. Heavy snow has caused some structural damage to a building on the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Part of the roof of a cattle barn gave way Tuesday night. There were no injuries. The collapse followed the evacuation of a Super 8 motel in Shakopee, Minnesota, just hours earlier, after the roof gave way over the swimming pool area. Well, a bill backing industrial hemp production in South Dakota hit a dead end in the Senate on Tuesday when the vote to overturn Governor Noem's veto failed on a 20-13 vote. Senator Troy Heinert of Mission, a hemp supporter, said he and his colleagues needed to listen to the people that elected them.
I ask the members of the body, listen to your constituents. Put the trust in the people that we have in those places to handle these issues. We are smart enough to do this.
The veto was overturned in the House by a vote of 55-11. Well, South Dakota legislators went into overtime working to complete the final budget early this morning in an attempt to get home and avoid a major winter storm. First up was Senate Bill 180, which fills out the 2019 budget. Senator John Wick of Big Stone City says it takes care of some vital priorities.
And as we came to this session in January, we were talking and hearing only of nursing homes. And many times, what are you going to do about nursing homes? And then special bills came up and they went. And what are you going to do about nursing homes? Senate Bill 180 is our first step. Starting April 1st, we will see increases of 10% in Medicaid funding for nursing homes, 6.5% funding increases for community support providers.
Wick says the bill also adds more state aid to education and provides money for pay raises for state government employees.
We're going to be expanding the support for K-12 education, 2.5%. 2.5% increase for K-12 education. State employees, 2.5% increase. That's all going up in 2020.
That bill passed on a vote of 26-3. It passed through the House on a vote of 58-1. Remember, you can get your news anytime on our homepage online. Find us at gowatertown.net. And on that website, you will also find any weather-related postponements, cancellations, and delays. That's what's happening today. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.